It's the Full Metal Racket All-Australian show here on Triple J, and we do have some local Aussie guests in the studio right now, just returned from Europe, in fact. They go by the name of Black Majesty out of Melbourne. We do have two members in the studio with us right now, Steve and Gio. Welcome to the All-Australian Full Metal Racket, fellas.
Thanks, bud.
How you doing?
Not too bad. Well, let's, I guess, talk mainly about the European tour. You guys went away a few weeks back, and I've been featuring... I had one sneak preview off the new album, Silent Company, before we left, which I've been playing a track... actually, have I got the right record? I'm just trying to think. Yes. All good. I've been playing a bunch of stuff off that, and then you guys did it off, and then you've come back, and I've got the entire album, and fill us in on how that tour went first.
Look, yeah, very positive. Basically, we went over there for a promo tour to support the newly released Silent Company album, and got to do a bunch of interviews as well as a few shows.
Yep.
And... yeah, really good feedback from a lot of the people. It was great to meet a lot of, you know, people who are into the band, and great to meet with our label for the first time, Lim at Lim Music Products, and all the team there, people working for us, and some of the shows, you know, like the Headbangers Open Air, and Ed Guy Hammerfall support was totally awesome, and, you know, a real buzz for us to be on the bill, and,
yep,
you know, just, you know, let alone be on the bill, but... you know, just meet the guys as well, and after playing the show in front of them, and yeah, really good response from everybody, and got to promote the CD, sell a lot of CDs, sell merch, and yeah, awesome.
So tell us a bit about what the other bands were thinking about you guys, because I know that the European scene, especially for the style of metal you guys play, there's a lot of high-class bands, and certainly the album you guys have just released is totally on par with that. Did you feel any sense of... competition in a lot of ways, because there's some amazing bands out there that with some amazing records under their belts, and you guys coming along from Australia and these people not knowing too much about you, did you sort of feel like we're playing with Hammerfall, you had to sort of step it up yourselves as well? Did you feel that sort of level of competitiveness, if that made any sense?
I wouldn't really say competitiveness.
Yep.
I think just excited from our point of view, just,
yep,
to meet these guys, because, you know, as kids we've grown up, you know, listening to metal all our lives, and you know, we wear our influences on our sleeves. So, you know, we were, you know, really buzzed to be a part of it. And, you know, when the guys were really good about, you know, coming up and, you know, watching the gig from the side of the stage. So that showed a lot of support. And, so like they knew the band, which was really cool. And,
yep,
that was really cool. So yeah, look, I think, it was just a really good thing to be part of. So definitely I wouldn't say it was like a competitive thing. But, you know, we're wrapped to be, you know, hopefully, you know, getting, you know, climbing the ladder and getting up to supporting, you know, bands like that. So, yeah, it was a real buzz.
Now, we know there's a few other sort of progressive even power metal bands from Australia that's travelled to Europe and played several shows, like Dungeon recently, been over there and they've come back, and they've actually been there twice, I think, or maybe Japan twice and Europe first time. Can't keep up. And as well as Vanishing Point. Now, did you find a lot of other people over there started to know more about the Australian metal scene, not just about yourselves, but they realised that there are great bands, apart from you guys, releasing great material coming out of Australia? Because everyone just thinks we're just like miles and miles away.
Sure. Look, it definitely was the case. And I think the last couple of years with, you know, a bunch of bands getting signed from Australia has really shown that. And in many of the interviews, you know, that we do, whether it be like in Rock Hard or Heavy Magazine over there, that was a common question, you know, what's the scene like in Australia? And I just think it's, you know, really, it has really grown and bonded, you know, very well, you know, in the past couple of years. So, yeah, definitely with a lot of those bands doing well, you know, when we go over there, you know, I'm sure that people want to know about, you know, Australian acts. And it's interesting, even though, like, we do come from, you know, so far away, the common thing, you know, for us was that, look, you know, as long as people like the songs and like the album, then, you know, that shouldn't really be a barrier in terms of how far away we are from Europe. So, look, our company is, you know, based in Germany, and, you know, we're signed, you know, and we're in Australia, but I think that just shows that, you know, the quality, if the quality's there, and we've definitely got it, it's a bit of a wake-up call, you know, to Australia in many ways in terms of the record companies here.
And how do you find with, I guess, it's no sort of secret about the, I find at times, ignorance of the Australian metal public. Not everyone, but I know there's a lot of people out there who tend to not think that the bands here can cut the mustard and are too generally wrapped up with waiting for, you know, your bands like Slayer or Slipknot to come out every week, and they never do, and they never go out and support the local scene, because, you know, you might go see, like sometimes you guys might play a gig and it might be, you know, a couple hundred people, if that, and for the quality of product you guys have, you know, it's kind of a shame that there aren't as many people actually getting out there and supporting the local scene. What do you say to things like that, the situation, I guess the current climate of the Australian metal scene at the moment, even though the bands are top-notch in my opinion? Do you think the punters are sort of a little bit lacklustre at the moment?
It has been getting better. It can be a bit frustrating, but it's one of those things, you know, where when a band does come from overseas, you know, they'll pack out maybe a good venue, and if you play a local show, it can be a little bit frustrating when you're only drawing a couple of hundred people. But it is getting better, and I think people just, you know, if they know about the releases, then, you know, hopefully they'll support it. So, you know, I guess, you know, with all the media that's out there, slowly they're starting to get that, you know, we have got the quality there. And just by going overseas, a lot of people are telling us that, like, you know, doing the interviews and stuff, people are saying, hey, there's all these bands from Australia, what is the scene like, you know, down under? And again, you know, like, we try and support it as much as we can, but the truth is that, you know, there's a greater market for our style of music. Yep. In Europe. So, yeah.
Now, Gio, the vocalist and the silent man in the corner. What were some of your highlights, I guess, you know, being the vocalist for the band as well, being the front man? Did you learn, I guess, watching some of the other bands you play with who, you know, are certainly at the top of their game as well in the field?
Yes, it was just incredible, especially to see Ed Guy.
Yep, he's been here twice, haven't he?
He's amazing on stage, you know, the way he is. You do learn. You learn a lot of things. The difference there was, the crowd was different. It's like probably a bigger crowd, but I'm just saying, like,
more embracing.
Yes, exactly. You've got to put a bit more effort in to.
Did it make you think, damn, I wish the you know, Australian masses would be as receptive? Not to put down the Australian masses in any way, but
I know what you're saying. Yeah, it's sort of like that, but just it's amazing to see that, you know, here you might have to, you know, really get into it to get them into it, and instead, like, especially in Pilsen, the crowd was amazing. Just like, you lift your hand in the air, they're all lifting their arms, their hands, head banging, jumping around. It's like incredible. And I was saying to see, like, so
metal Robis instructor.
Yes, it was exactly like that. Yeah, it was. But it was, like I said, that was great to see Ed Guy and Hammerfall. You learn a lot from seeing them, sort of thing.
All right, well, let's take a track now from the new album, Silent Company. Then we'll come back and talk about some upcoming shows. And we are joined here by Gio and Steve from Melbourne's Black Majesty here on Triple J's Full Metal Racket All-Australian show. This track is Silent Company. Black Majesty here from, from the album Silent Company. And they've joined us now in the studio here on Full Metal Racket's All-Australian show. We do have Steve and Gio from the band. And they're going to talk about some upcoming gigs now to support this album, since they've now returned from a European tour and ready to head on out to the Oz Masses and rock it out hard. Fill us in on what's coming up as far as live shows.
Okay, September 3rd, we're playing part of a Screaming Symphony benefit, and you've got on the bill Vanishing Point, Voyager from Western Australia, I Fear, Template, and ourselves, and that is actually at the Corner Hotel. October 1st, we're doing our album launch, and that is at the Esplanade Hotel in St Kilda in the Gershwin Room. And our launch for Song Company and support is from Vanishing Point and Hardbite.
So, and you're looking at heading to any other states in Oz? Are we going for like a full-blown tour for the album?
Definitely. Yep. Yeah, it's coming up. I'm sure our promoter in Sydney will get something organised very soon. And this time we're looking at Adelaide as well. So hopefully, we can spread the word with the album launch. Yeah, I've already played a couple of times in Sydney. It's been a good buzz. So, yep.
Well, let's get on to the album itself, because I know there's some interesting things to do with the recording of the album. Your drummer is actually based in the Czech Republic, or based in Germany, am I wrong or right?
Czech Republic.
Now, he lived here for several years then moved back, but recorded the drums over there with your guitarist, Henny.
Yeah, we're a true example of an international lineup, I guess. He actually lives in the Czech Republic, but he's coming back to Australia soon. And we've got a guy actually helping us out named Glenn Roach. He's an awesome drummer who's going to be doing the Australian shows with us until he comes back. So he's no slouch on the drums, let me tell you that.
Definitely.
Champ. And, basically we went over to Germany in Hamburg and recorded with Pete Silk from Iron Savior, who's, you know, worked with everybody, you know, in the power metal, traditional metal scenes. And we recorded the drums over there. Hanny, our other guitar player, went over there basically to help out. And we finished up the album here with Endel at Palm Studios in Melbourne, and mixed in Australia as well, and mastered finally back in Germany. So
certainly a whirlwind release.
Yeah, well... yeah, definitely. Look, everything to try and, you know, make the album the best possible and, you know, really work on the production as much as possible, because we've signed a 5-album deal with our company, Lim Music Products. So hopefully each album gets better and sounds better. So that's the plan.
Are they going to put you guys under the pump? Because I know you're pretty consistent with, you know, getting releases out kind of almost on a yearly basis. You reckon you'll have another one out this time around next year in 2006?
We've already started to write, but look, we'll see what happens as long as the songs come together. And it's just all about time, I think, and budget. So, you know, if we can, you know, meet those requirements, we're very much involved in promoting this one at the moment. But as everybody knows who plays in a band, by the time the album comes out, you've already written a couple of songs already. Yep. So, yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us here on Full Metal Records All Aussie Show. Any last words, Gio, Silent Man in the Corner?
Just thanks for having us.
No worries.
Check out the website, blackmajesty.com.
Talk it up, Steve. Let's check out a track. Thanks for your time, fellas. Let's hear a track now from the album Silent Company from Black Majesty. We're going to hear a track called Firestorm.